than this? An early 19th century French lithotomy set with bow drill by Gringuillet. Brass-bound mahogany case.
He regards her steadily with his deep-set, red-rimmed, pinkish eyes, as if sizing her up for a bit of a go with the Gringuillet, a spooky-looking contraption broken down to its component parts in their slots of moth-eaten velvet. Thank you, Case says, deciding this isn't really the distraction she needs right now. She turns to Wojtek. Let's get some air. He gets cheerfully up from his seat, shouldering his now bulging pouch of Sinclair's, and follows her up the stairs and into the street. Tourists and antiques fanciers and people watchers have been steadily arriving from stations in either direction, many of them her countrymen or Japanese. A crowd dense as a stadium concert is contriving to move in either direction along Portobello, in the street itself, the sidewalks having been taken up by temporary sellers with trestles and card tables, and by the shoppers clustered around them. The sun has come fully and unexpectedly out, and between the sun and the crowd and the residual wonky effect of soul delay, she feels suddenly dizzy.
No good now for finding, Wojtek says, clutching his pouch protectively under his arm. He downs the last of his coffee. I must be going. Have work.
What do you do? She asks, mainly to cover her dizziness. But he only nods toward the pouch.
I must evaluate condition. Have pleasure in meeting you.
He takes something from one of the top front pockets of his jean jacket and hands it to her. It is a scrap of white cardboard with a rubber-stamped email address. Case never has cards, and has always been reluctant to give out particulars. I don't have a card, she says, but on impulse tells him her current Hotmail address. Sure he'll forget it. He smiles, goofy and somehow winningly open under his ruler-straight Slavic cheekbones, and turns away into the crowd. Case burns her tongue on her still scalding coffee, gets rid of it in an already overflowing bin. She decides to walk back to that Starbucks near the Notting Hill Tube, have a latte made with Mirror World milk, and take the train to Camden. She's starting to feel like she's really here. He took a duck in the face at 250 knots, by way this time of an expression of gratitude, and starts back towards Notting Hill Station.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.